Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
A lot of backyard pools. A lot of people very, very confused about what is the right thing, what is the wrong thing, and what they need to do to have their pools compliant, which is great because we've got under regional manager of Royal Lifesaving New South Wales, Tanya Brunkhorst. Tanya, good morning. You can understand there's a lot of people, we know we've got to have a pool fence and it needs to be secure, but after that, so many people get confused.
Yeah, exactly right. I can completely understand that, Todd. There has been some changes in compliance laws for backyard swimming pools in recent years. Basically, you know, we love our water. We love to enjoy recreational activities, whether it be boating or swimming. But it's often our backyard pools that are our most dangerous. And the National Drowning Report in previous years has indicated that there has been a number of drowning deaths. So it's really important that backyard pool owners take a bit of time, particularly as the weather's warming up, and just spend a bit of time on a weekend and go and check your pool. There's some things that you need to make sure that your pool complies to. It does need to be fenced completely, and that needs to be a minimum of 1,200 mil all the way around. You need to make sure that your fence is your gate is self-latching. So when you close that gate, it needs to self-latch itself and self-close. You need to make sure that all your panels are in place and make sure that you remove all your objects surrounding the outside of your pool fence, such as outdoor furniture, your pot plants and so forth, which can be an attraction for young children to climb and be able to access the pool. The thing that's probably most confusing is that people need to understand that they do need to register their pool, and they can do that by visiting swimmingpoolregister.com.au. And on this website, they will actually find some really good checklists that will help them go and do their self-audit of their backyard pools.
Now, one of the things also, you talked about the height of the fences, there are some rules and regulations. Some people say, look, as long as it's X height, it doesn't matter what materials I use. But obviously things like lattice, you can't use that because it's basically an invitation for kids to climb, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Lattice is a really good example of being able to climb and access the water. The best thing to do is to get online, check the checklist, and also check with your local council, because they do slightly vary between councils. Basically, you can't actually sell a property now without having, unless you've got a compliance certificate for your backyard pool, and that law did come in on the 29th of April of this year. So it's something, if you are considering selling your dwelling and you have a backyard pool, there's a number of things that you'll need to do before putting that property on the market. Basically, we like to call it as check it, fix it, and watch it. And that's going to basically help us bring that drowning number down, and because backyard pool, you know, does account for a large number of drownings each year, unfortunately.
Tanya, Chris has just sent me a text, 0418528535, saying, "Hi, Todd, can you ask Tanya for me, do we need to have flotation devices like pool rings, like often council pools have, where if something goes wrong, you can throw it in?
No, that's not a law, but, you know, it's a great thing to do if that's something you feel strongly about. You do need to have your CPR charts in place around your pool. That is part of the checklist if you're going to get your pool registered and certified. So that's a definite yes. But in terms of your flotation devices, it's not an essential, but it's always a good thing to have in case, you know, emergency does happen. Drowning can happen very, very quickly. It's very silent. So, you know, the more age you've got on hand, the better off you're going to be.
We seem to forget that we were all children once and we were inquisitive, and what adult eyes may not see, children's eyes can see so many different possibilities, especially if they want to go for a swim or like the idea of getting in, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Kids love water. We all love it. And, you know, they're going to try and find a way if that's something they enjoy doing, and mum and dad said, no, you can't go swimming at the moment, you have to wait. They may find a way to get into that pool. So, you know, it's really, really important to get online, check those checklists, and it doesn't really take a lot of time to go through and just make sure you're compliant. And then from that, you've got your action list that you need to go through to fix up any issues that you may have.
Thank you, Tanya. What was that website again?
It's www.swimmingpoolregister.com.au, and that contains the information of where you need to register your pool and also the checklist that you can go through to see if you're compliant.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time. We'll have a link from that on the morning show page at 2DYRFM.com. Thanks for your time today. And yes, believe it or not, the warmer weather is on the way. Have a great day, Tanya.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
2NURFM 103.7.